This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 655, entitled Masculist Forcing of Women to Respect and Admire Men's Superiorities. Description. Masculists have a deep resentment against feminists and women in general for women's lack of gratitude, respect, and admiration for men's intellectual superiorities that so benefit women in providing women with a quality of life that they could never have created for themselves. Masculists punish such women by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths. Now the flyer itself. Masculist forcing of women to respect and admire men's superiorities, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. One aspect of women's behaviour towards men that really pisses men off is women's lack of gratitude towards men for men's major contribution to the quality of women's lives. One of the aims of the masculists is to change this by forcefully pointing out to monoconscious feminists that women should be very grateful, respectful, and admiring of men's superiorities that allow women to live the affluent lifestyle that they have today. Modern feminism does just the opposite, in fact, by causing women to believe that men in reality are a net negative on the quality of life of women. So women, feminists, feel morally justified in denigrating men for being oppressors of women, whereas in reality, women benefit enormously from the superiorities of men over women. The point of this flyer is to ram home to women, to monoconscious feminists in particular, that women have a huge debt to men for creating the affluent lifestyle that so benefits women, that women should be respectful and admiring of men for men's superiorities that enable this benefit to women. Firstly, some facts that feminists have tremendous difficulty in accepting at an emotional level, since these facts run so counter to what feminists so desperately want to believe, that contradict the religious tenets of feminism, that is, that women are men's equals, both legally, morally, and intellectually. No, women are not men's intellectual equals. Women are men's intellectual inferiors, at least at the top end of the performance scale. Any thinking person with an IQ that enables them to get at least a bachelor's degree ought to be familiar with the following facts that inform their view of the world and their expectations of the respective performance levels of the two sexes. Women have 10% smaller brains than men, a fact that has been known for over a century, which has profound implications. Since women's brains, on average, are 10% smaller than men's, then that implies that women have 10% fewer neurons in their skulls, which implies that women have 10% lower neural processing capacity than men. It's therefore not surprising that women build nothing, invent nothing, create nothing. Women have been sexually selecting men who are smarter than them for thousands of generations, so it's not surprising that after all this time that men are smarter than women, just as men are taller than women for similar reasons, that is, that women have had a strong preference to mate with a man who is much bigger, taller, stronger than her, for the obvious reason that such a man would be in a much better position to defend her against other such men from her same tribe, or worse, from male warriors of enemy tribes. This greater intellectual capacity of males over females has many implications. Men are smarter than women by 4 IQ points on average. Men have a 10% higher IQ variance than women, which means that women's IQ scores over a whole population are more bunched up, whereas men's IQ scores are more spread out, which implies that the morons and the genii are males. No one cares about the morons, but the genii are very important, since it is the genii who create and drive society by making all the inventions and the ideologies that govern society. Men have 20 times the testosterone levels in their blood than women, so are hugely more aggressive, ambitious, dogged, persistent than women, so are much less likely to abandon tough tasks and hence more likely to finish them, thus accomplishing far more than women, who are a lot more wishy-washy, who give up much more readily when the task gets difficult and demanding. Hence, men's performance track record is greatly superior to women's, and this is to women's benefit, since if men were at women's performance level, we would probably be still living in caves and chipping flint, and maybe not even that, since someone had to invent the idea that chipping flint could create sharp objects that might be used for cutting up meat and skins to be made into clothing, keeping human bodies warmer. Men have won 97% of science Nobel Prizes, so have dominated the pioneering of science. Women's contribution to world intellect has been negligible, a few percent at best. So women, given the facts, should be extremely grateful, respectful, and admiring of men's superior abilities that women so hugely benefit from. Look around you at all the construction that supports your current lifestyle. Virtually all of it has been built by men. Women are not known for their ability to build things. A mere 5% of electronic engineers are women. Half of them drop out after having babies and don't return to the profession. So the world is designed and built by men that women so benefit from. You have probably heard of the idea that if suddenly all the women died, then men would survive for at least another century and probably longer, since they would undertake a crash research program to solve the reproduction problem. Whereas if all the men suddenly died, then within 6 months there would be a massive starvation die-off of the women, because the women could not maintain the machines that modern life is so critically dependent upon. Women would thus crash back to the Stone Age with a massive population die-off. Given all the above facts, women need to be taught by masculists that women should be a lot more grateful, respectful, and admiring towards men for the enormous contribution that men make in creating the huge number of benefits that so enable women to live the good life. For example, thanks to men's invention of science-based medicine, women today have a life expectancy of 85 years, so live a life of health at a far greater level than was the norm even a century ago. It was men who gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so that women now have a career window of half a century, thus freeing women from the life-crushing burden of producing and raising a dozen kids. That was often the norm only a century or so back. My own mother, who grew up on a farm, had 11 other siblings. Men know that it is men who build everything, invent everything, create everything. Men know that the genii are males, that men win nearly all the science Nobel Prizes. So not surprisingly, at a deep psychological level, men do not respect women, seeing women as an inferior species who cannot compete with men at building things, inventing things, creating things, etc. So look down on women as inferior beings. Feminists, of course, hate this, calling this attitude of men towards women Male chauvinism. That is, the attitude of men seeing women as dependent children with inferior brains, more childlike in their behaviour, who are not taken seriously the way other men are by men. Masculists, particularly masculine scientists like myself, have the attitude that women should be forced to accept the idea of male intellectual superiorities for the simple reason that they are facts shown to exist by real-world realities. Those women, those feminists, who deny this reality are seen by masculine scientists as isogynate fairies. Isogynate means unable to think scientifically due to a lack of knowledge of science. And fairy, as in living in a fairyland, believing what you want to believe, which to a masculine scientist will give you the level of credibility of a religionist or a flat earther, that is, someone not to be taken seriously, to be ignored, as beneath contempt. So when a biconscious masculist, especially a masculist scientist, is confronted with a feminist monoconscious criticism of men's oppression of women, he gets very antsy. On the one hand, he sees the monoconsciousness of the feminist as deeply hypocritical, since he knows that women's major gender crimes against men, brackets, for example, manslavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc., are far more serious than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women. So biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as gender politically ignorant and bigoted. On the other hand, a monoconscious feminist's lack of gratitude, respect, and admiration of men's superior abilities that cause women to live much better lives is seen by masculists as contemptible, causing a great resentment amongst men. So masculists drive home to such women that they should be a lot more grateful to men for what men have given women. This anger, this resentment on the part of masculists and men in general of women's lack of gratitude, respect, and admiration of men causes men, certainly masculinistic men, to label such women as cunts, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts. Men, masculinistic men, are becoming increasingly angry and pissed off at women who are not objective in their assessment of men, of men's enormous contribution to the material well-being of women, seeing such women as ungrateful bitches who deserve to be sneered at and ignored. Women need to be taught by masculists that women should be a lot more grateful, respectful, admiring of men for what men have done for women. If women remain ungrateful, then increasingly they will pay a very heavy price, and that is that they will simply be ignored by men, left to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, living with their cats, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, for being morally inferior beings, for being isogynate fairies, who live in a fantasy world of their own making, oblivious to the realities of male intellectual superiorities and the enormous contributions that men have made to the quality of women's lives. Such ungrateful bitches deserve their fate of rotting on the shelf, alone, with their cats. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the masculist tab for 650 plus masculist essays and their videos. See also a London Real interview on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculist segment. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and X. Ciao.